All right, let's catch up with John from Bayshore Bait in Kipling. How are things going, John? You doing all right?
Yeah, doing good, Adam. Thank you.
Well, you know, I want to hear about some problems I heard, especially at one of the access points on the bay. So let's just jump right into the upper bay first and talk about ice conditions. And a couple trucks went through. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Thursday and Friday, we had four trucks go through and another one on Saturday at the first yellow gate in Kipling. There's a lot of springs there, and the water is really shallow, and ice had a lot of water. And the first one that went through broke through with one of his tires, and then the guy tried to pull him out. Same thing happened to him. They got them out, and a few other guys didn't heed the warnings and tried getting out, and, well, same thing happened to them.
So they just went through a little bit. It wasn't like they submersed their vehicles?
No, they were only in a few feet of water, but the last one was a full-size, I believe it was either a three-quarter or a one-ton truck, and it took pro towing quite a while to get him out. It was a mess, they said.
So what would you recommend to folks, obviously not to use that yellow gate access?
Absolutely. I've been warning everybody to stay completely away from the yellow gate, and the best access right now is off the boat launch in Kipling right next to us. There's some slush, but the guy's been taking good care of it, and they're still accessing it well. And I'd also suggest not using trucks. If at all possible, take your side-by-sides or four-wheelers out.
All right, well, let's talk about what the conditions are like out in the upper bay.
Okay, out in the upper bay, there's about 4 to 6 inches of slush and water on top, but still a lot of ice. There's still, you know, upwards of 16 inches of ice. Guys are getting around real well. And if you stay on the beaten path, you have no problem. It's stiffened up pretty well.
Well, what about south of the Narrows there in the lower part of the bay? Are they getting around all over there with machines yet?
Yes, they are. I'm actually right down by the Gladstone Yacht Club right now, and there's guys out with side-by-sides. We were out there Saturday evening, and there's a good 9-10 inches of ice off the beach house in Gladstone. And there's guys also, I've heard, fishing all the way down to the Escanaba Yacht Club. I wouldn't suggest venturing out until you check the ice, because that can be, you know, day by day there. Off Escanaba, I've heard anywhere from 4 to 9, you know. It's a strong current down there, and depending on, you know, where you go. So I would just use extreme caution going out there.
All right, John, well, I'd like to talk about the fishing, which I heard was pretty good this weekend. So could we get a little more time from you for our next outdoor report later this hour?
You sure can.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling, and we're going to get into the actual fishing reports, which have been pretty good. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.